SBS Radio.
Manila, I'll keep coming back to Manila. Simply ain't no place like Manila. Manila,
hot dog sa Melbourne dito sa SBS Studios. Maraming
That's
salamat.
Right. It's an honor.
Hindi kita makakalimutan kasi nung bata ako,
pinapakinggan ko yun. Tatanan naman ako ganyan. Tatanan naman, ikaw ang Miss Universe.
Ay, hindi. Ang favorite ko ay Ani Batong Bakal.
Ani Batong Bakal na taga Frisco. Yan. Thank you.
And ano ang feeling hanggang ngayon? Pinapatugtog pa at kilala pa si Ani Batong Bakal.
Ano, ibang klase yung kami ni Dennis that we wrote the song together. Parang nakakataas pa rin ng balibo kasi tinatanggap pa rin ng Filipino yung mga songs. Parang wala expiration date yung mga songs. Parang gano'n.
Hotdog, kayo yung nagsimula nung Manila Sound.
That's right, that's right.
Ano yung feeling na binago ninyo yung tugtog Pinoy o yung original Filipino music?
We wanted to go experimental kasi we just got back from the States. Tapos maganda yung mga Tagalog doon. There's one group that talaga inspired me to write original songs. Yung mga kaibigan ko, sina Pepe Smith. Kasi even before Hotdog, they had this Himig Natin. And so sabi ko, in order to get noticed at once, maybe we should write original songs. But this time, ang target market naman would be girls. So we did Miss Universe and we did a tour for mga exclusive girls' schools muna. Para just to get the feel. So true enough, kumalat, word spread around. I guess we were at the right time at the right place.
Tama ba mga contemporary niya sila, Rico J?
Si Rico J, I met him in a concert. He was the opening act for Hotdog. So if it was F-E-U or U-E. He was singing mga bastos na songs, but it made him really famous. Ano dati siya, he was singing mga Elvis Presley songs.
Mga panahong yun, malakas rin sa Pinoy music yung dikit niya sa American music.
Oo, tama, at tama.
So tingin ko, kayong magkapatid, yung ni Dennis tsaka ni Rene.
Napagdikit namin yung dalawang ano.
Umangat kayo sa lahat kasi meron kayong American twang.
East and West, no? I guess, swerte kami kasi we were the only band ng Red Fox kami to ever play in Waikiki na puro mga American bands lang tumutugtog. So we became a part of the musicians in the States. And so we learned a lot from fellow musicians na Americans. Pati yung chord progressions, dati puro minor lang. Ngayon may major 7 plus 9, gano'n.
So doon yun nakuha yung, yes, pati yung pagsalita.
Influences, that's right, that's right.
Nakatulong ba? Kasi kung ako nagkakamali na sa advertising.
Pareho kami.
Kayo?
Si Dennis, creative director. Ako naman ako sa jingle maker. I did most of the jingles. Yung, siguro, andun ka pa na pero batang-bata ka. Yung Banco Filipino, araw-araw, interest ng interest. Yun yung first
jingle. Si Longa ba yun?
Si Celeste Legaspi.
Ah, okay. Nandun pa lang ako sa Happy Savers Club.
Yun yung after Happy that, papunta na. Si Lea Salonga na.
Yes. Yun na yung naabutan ko.
Talagang bata ka pa na. Mismo.
So, nakatulong yan, pati sa pagbuo ng mga awit.
Yes, kasi we, ganito yan, I'm used to doing mga jingles. 30 seconds dapat may recall eh. So it was easier for me to write melodies for songs na si Dennis naman as creative director could write a song in 2-3 minutes. Ako naman, nililay out yung lyrics niya, laligyan ko ng melody yun. Sanay lang kami talaga magtrabaho as a team. That's why we came up with a lot of songs that became hits. Kumbaga may sistema, hindi lang just do any song. We wanted to make sure na each song we did magiging hit song, at least sa tingin namin mag-hit song siya.
Di ba yun mahirap yung kapatid? Sino mas matanda?
Siya. Si Dennis talaga, matanda na nun eh. Delikado, makakala. Mas mataas kasi ako, mas maliit si Dennis.
Hindi ba mahirap? Katrabaho mo yung kuya mo?
Nung una, nung nagre-record kami na panaginip, suntukan pa kami. Kasi minsan, as brothers, syempre may away. Pero at the end of the day, okay rin kami. We're good.
Paano naman nag-iba yung industriya ng musika?
Yung industriya kasi namin noong 70s, kanya-kanyang style lahat. Ang masakit ngayon, iisa tunog ng all the bands. They may be good, but they only have one sound. Doon ako nalulungkot. Sayang.
Para sa'yo, mabuti ba yung digital age na na-download mo ng lahat ng awitin, nawawala na yung copyright, yung hindi ka na... Ngayon kasi pag bibili ka ng single, isang pindot na lang or...
I-burn mo na lang. Ang akin kasi ano yun eh, double whammy for recording companies kasi even before, pag ayaw ako pa interview nila kasi they never paid us royalties eh. So sanay na kami na kukunin mo yung song, hindi ka magbabayad. masakit sa mga recording companies because they used to collect a lot of money. Pero na, magkakasama na kami, hindi kumikita, okay na rin sa akin. Ang akin naman, I want to share your music with all Filipinos. It doesn't have to be all the money all at once. So of course, kailangan natin yun. But basically, we just make money doing mga live shows. Kasi mga records, most of musicians who own songs, hindi pinapagamit sa mga artists. Kami, no, we share it with them. It helps us also, nakakatulong sa amin ma-promote din yun. Like Side A plays sa Manila, Eraserheads plays Manila. Okay lang sa amin yun.
Yung Manila, kung yeah, tutuusin, naging theme song siya ng mga OFW.
Yes.
Lalo
yes
na ako nung bago ako dito, yun yung naka-loop Manila, sa Manila CD ko. Kasi pag namimiss mo yung, kasi
maalala mo siya, no? Yes, yes.
Ano yung feeling?
Feeling proud na of all composers, hindi kami nag-formal lessons, especially me. God-given talaga yung talent. I owe it to God. No? Hindi naman ako masyadong mabait, pero naniniwala ako na kung hindi siya, sino
naniniwala
ba naman
ako mabait talaga ang Diyos.
Ang Diyos mabait. Ako medyo-medyo lang. Mana ako sa mga to.
Pero ngayon, parang ikaw na lang ang nagtutour sa hotdog.
Yes. Ang ginawa ko yung format namin, parang yung key sa Beatles, no? Si McCartney na lang tumutugtog, pero he can play all the songs like the same wavelength, kumbaga. Pareho yung tunog. And even better, kasi I got me the best musicians one can get from Manila.
Ano yung feeling na napapalibutan ka ng mga bagets?
Hindi bagets siya, may mukhang bagets. Maniwala ka sa mga yan. Nagpuputol ng buhok para maging bata. Na ang maganda lang yung combination of new ideas kasi yung mga some old school people kasi kala nila nauna sila na pinakamagaling. No, you, ano yan eh, nadidevelop yan eh. You don't own a monopoly of creative ideas. It should be shared amongst fellow musicians who have a right to excel.
Ano ang secret sa industriya? At hanggang ngayon, kinakanta pa rin si Aniwa Tumbakal, ang Manila, Miss Universe.
Just, ang talagang secreto, feet on the ground. Never let it go to your head. Kasi you're only as good as your last hit. Yan talaga ang first and foremost. Oh, sa umaga, dispatchadora, sa gabi, shy, bonggang-bongga, pagsapit ng dilim, nasa Coco Banana, ani batong bakal, sa Disco Vista Vera, sa Disco Shangri-La. We have one more. Bongga kaday, sinigang-sinigang, sinigang ang ulam.
Maraming salamat, Hotdog.
It is an honor to be with you today.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.